This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have been like coughing and from all the fireworks and the smoke. The problem is you're standing there watching fireworks and your mouth is open. I wasn't breathing through my nose like I should have. I was sitting there, you know, with my mouth open going, ooh, We did both. We went to a party. Dr. Tolan is a friend of mine, ear, nose, and throat doctor. He had a party where you could see the fireworks like right up against the mountain. It was like awesome. It was great. So we got to see those fireworks from like a major firework display from that community. And then we went and we lit a bunch of fireworks in our front yard. You know, these fraternities, AD Pi was selling some fireworks. So we bought a big box to help them out, the legal ones. And then you set off the sparklers. And boy, did they give off a lot of smoke. You know, we let the dog run around. The dog didn't want nothing to do with that. In fact, the dog really doesn't like 4th of July. Don't know why. None of the dogs do. So the dogs are barking and they're hiding. And yeah, it sounds like machine gun fire. It's not good. Cats all ticked off. But they were really, really pretty. You know, but you sit there and you go, ooh, and ah, and then you breathe it all in. So I'm really, really hoarse today. And I could just feel the soot and the pollution and the ozone in my lungs. So I need something called a pulmonary toilet. That's where we kind of, you know, flush out the lungs a little bit. Pulmonary toilet. You get like a beating on the back to kind of open up the lungs and get the stuff out. Yeah, so I'm definitely going to. I don't know if Obamacare pays for a pulmonary toilet. Speaking of which, we got some breaking news to tell you before I go into more medical news. The FBI Director James Carney. I apologize. I'm having issues with this. Computer. James Comey had announced Tuesday that despite evidence that Hillary Clinton was quote-unquote extremely careless in her handling of classified emails on the private server, the Department of Justice is not recommending charges being brought against the former Secretary of State, and so basically scot-free. So she didn't seem worried. Bill Clinton, when he was talking to Loretta Lynch, didn't seem worried. And so when you see, you know, Petraeus, and when you see, not Martha Stewart. Who was it that, was it Martha Stewart? I don't know. Anyway, I'll let you guys discuss that. Meanwhile, okay, because I know I'm supposed to get to the news. I have to tell you, I saw the movie Tarzan. Okay, now, being a kid, okay, the Tarzan story, it was just, you know, it was so classic. And I had a lot of high hopes for this Tarzan movie, especially since, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name, Skarsgård, I'm not sure, so I'm not going to mention his name, but he's a gorgeous guy that was in True Blood. You know, he did a fairly good job, and I think the lady who played Jane was exquisite, but I think they, and then the bad guy was very, very good, but they didn't really, and I'm sorry for this review, I wasn't planning on doing a review, but it's been bothering me a little bit, and this is why. Okay, one is they changed the Tarzan call, so instead of the or however it is, right, you know, I can't do it justice, okay, I wish we had a sound clip of it. It almost sounded like that. It almost sounded as bad as mine. Second, Tarzan was very overdressed. Okay? I mean, this guy's gorgeous, and they have him in pants. You know, it's like, no, okay? You know, and I'm not saying he had to be naked, but it just, Tarzan, you usually saw some, real good, you know, quad muscles, and you didn't see that with him. I mean, yeah, you saw his abs. That was pretty good. And then a thing that really bothers me with movies, I have to tell you, is when it's set, let's say, in the 1800s, but it sounds like you and I talking. Okay, the way we speak in 2016 is not the way they spoke in the 1800s. So you're hearing Jane, and it sounds like, you know, she's your next-door neighbor. And I'm not saying you got to stick a British accent on everything, but, you know, you spoke differently back then. And, you know, how you could tell is, you know, listen to these old interviews from people who survived the Titanic. You know, you didn't hear the inflection, and you didn't see, you know, you didn't hear the colloquialisms. It was just different. So if you're going to do a movie based in the 1800s, make it sound like the 1800s, you know, make it seem more authentic. Samuel Jackson was in the movie. He did very, very good, but I don't understand his role. They could have made that so much better. And then they brought up something dirty in there that I didn't really think had to be there. Okay, listen, I'm a fan of, like, movies like Ted and Ted 2. Okay, so I, you know, there's a time and a place for it. In Tarzan, I don't think there was a time and a place. So for those of you guys that watch it, there's like a scene that's, I think, a little dirty. Where they verbally talk about doing something dirty, and I don't, and again, I'm not trying to be a goody two-shoes, it just bothered me. But to highlight this weekend, hubby and I had a new baby. Well, we didn't give birth, but it's a little new kitty cat. There was another little kitty cat that was born to a family that of a rescue cat, and we call her Snappy. Little baby Snappy Boo, and she is adorable. Of course, my other three cats, you know, the dog. Well, the dog goes up to be nice, and she just hisses at her. You know, the dog, just nobody likes a dog, okay? He stinks up the place. He eats their food. Nobody likes a dog. I just, sorry. But then the cats, Shakaboo, Sashi, and Snow, they were just jerks to her. I mean, just so mean. So we have to keep them separated so the other cats don't eat them. But she's only about 2 months old, and she's just a little adorable. So Snappy Boo! So you guys will hear a lot about Mama Snappy. And I mean, I think it's a girl. We kept looking. It's very hard to tell when a cat is born if it's a girl or a boy. I mean, I think it's a girl. But the owner just asked me how he's doing. I go, wait a second. We picked a girl. We picked a girl cat. I love boy cats because, you know, Shaky Boo and me go way back. But boy cats like to pee-pee up the place. And Shake has ruined how many, you know, rooms of the house and how many pieces of my clothing and my studio. Don't even get me started with my studio. I bring him into the studio. It's like, shh. So we've had to move studios, tear up carpets and everything just because Shaky Boo likes to do pee-pee house. So it's, yeah. So that's my weekend. So hope you guys had a great, great holiday weekend. Unfortunately, it was not without tragedy. We have a Texas teenager who lost his leg and may lose his eyesight from a homemade sparkler bomb firecracker. Well, we have some good news. Pasta may not be bad for your BMI. But I got some good news for you. Don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Ben, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I've been getting emails all morning. In fact, thank you guys. You guys had heard about what happened in the news before I did. And even though I like to talk about medical headlines, I understand this is, you know, the pressing issue where the FBI director, James Comey, says no charges are appropriate for Hillary Clinton. One of you writes, what? Another one said fraud as usual. Another one said it's only emails. I'm not going to read all the emails because, again, I like to really concentrate on health, but I understand this is very, very passionate right now in the media. And, this is how I look at it, okay? You know, I used to have big faith in the government because, you know, I was born at a time when, you know, Ronald Reagan was president, okay? Government was, you know, huge and politicians were big and, you know, you were like, wow. And then as you get older, you realize that, you know, anybody could become a politician, okay? You know, I mean, it's not like an Olympian, you know, where you know, a politician is not an Olympian. Yes, you do have to go through Olympic-style maneuvers to, you know, make it, you know, as a president. But they're, I mean, you know, they're humans like you and I that take a path, a career path, and the path leads them to votes and garnering support. And, you know, I've even considered a role in politics, and, you know, I've considered running, and I've been asked to run many times for mayor, for Congress, and I'm honored by that. It's just I'd rather have fans than votes. I don't like the idea of vying for votes. I'd rather have fans, you know. And I know, as you see with my track record, having fans of the Dr. Dahlia Show, the number of fans I have for the Dr. Dahlia Show in any way reflects the number of votes I would have as a politician, I wouldn't make a pass cross street. So yeah, no. But I just love, you know. I mean, I want to appeal to people. I want to make people happy, and you know, I will change my course if it means helping people. Okay? I mean, I will probably not travel to a Zika-infected endemic country for a while so I could donate blood on a regular basis. I mean, I will change my course and do things if I think it's going to help the better of everybody. And that's, you know, Dr. Dahlia blood with my googly eyes and you know sparkly. I got you know, glitter in the blood. Because I always glitter myself up, and it must get into my bloodstream somehow. So I mean, I want to make sure people get that glittery, you know, googly eyed, you know, hair never brushed blood. I think it's important. So how I've looked at politics is, once I knew Hillary was in the race and Bernie Sanders had entered the race, I apologize, you know, if it's upset some of you, but I've said Hillary was going to win. Okay, years ago. I mean, in fact, I think after Obama's second term, I said Hillary's going to run and she's going to win. And I'm not saying that because I could predict. It's, I understand the political power that the Clintons have. And I don't know much about why General Petraeus would be in trouble but not Hillary, or why, you know, classified emails, I mean, you know, done by one, or hiding emails or saying the emails are gone, I mean, doesn't implicate one person, but it does in another case. I don't understand, you know, that, okay? So, you know, whether it's for you guys to debate on what happened and if it's a sham or not. I know Donald Trump is pretty upset with this. But I really don't see Hillary Clinton beating Trump. You know, even if Hillary Clinton is behind in the polls, the Clinton machine is a very powerful machine. Okay? And if Bill Clinton wants this to happen, it's going to happen. And so what I do when I look at politics, you know, because I have issues with, you know, health care and you know, you guys writing me saying your health insurance is too expensive and your deductibles are too high and, you know, this recession still isn't any better and you guys have blown through your savings and your retirement accounts. I mean, these are the things that really, really concern me. National security, the San Bernardino shooting, the Orlando shooting, these are things that affect me, and I want to know that whoever is in charge is going to handle that. And so I understand for you guys, it's a very, very tumultuous time for all of us, and it's a very unclear time. And so, how I put this all together and work it out of my mind so I don't get depressed is, I'm like, look, you know, no president is going to save us. Okay? Yes, presidents can do good things, but I look at people in the government do more harm than good. And so what I look at this as is warning. Okay? You know, because here's the thing. Whether you like Hillary or not, my problem is the whole political process. Trust me. We just celebrated 4th of July. I love this country. I love our people. I love my freedom. I love the democratic process. I love our republic. Okay? Make no mistake. But I understand that politicians do favors. I mean, like I don't understand what's now going on with the Zika funding and Planned Parenthood. I need to read up on that, but I guess Planned Parenthood now is in the middle of this whole Zika thing. Okay? And I'm not sure if it's, okay, well, in order to fund Zika, we need to defund Planned Parenthood. I just don't understand why the politics are at play. Not that I think Planned Parenthood should get money over Zika, by no means. Let's put it to Zika. But I guess it's always a game. always a game. And so, you know, our jobs is to, as we see this game being played, make sure we don't get hurt and make sure we're prepared. You can't expect the government to save you. Unfortunately, we have a bunch of Americans where that's exactly what they're relying on. The government is who supports them. Right? That's where they get the food stamps. That's where they get their Medicaid dollars. And so they need to know that the government is strong, that the government is not shifty, and whoever is in the White House knows what the hell they're doing. This election is probably one of the most head-scratching elections we've ever seen. A Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump debate is going to be very, very entertaining. But so that's Trump, C-L-O-M-P, clump. Yeah, it's clumped. Okay, we have a clump presidential race right now. And so it's a very entertaining, but a very concerning one. Okay, I think Donald Trump is probably great with money. I really feel strong. I would feel very, very strong if he heads us into the economic future, but I don't have any idea how he would do from foreign policy. Right? You know, same thing with Hillary Clinton. I have, you know, if a lot of her policies echo Obama's, I'm not excited about that too, especially with what happened with health care. So I think a lot of us are disappointed. So what does that mean? Well, that means we need to not take matters into ourselves. What it means is we need to realize that we need to prepare for ourselves. And so we can't just rely on the government. Yes, it'll be cool if Social Security is there. It'll be cool if Medicare still exists, but I'm anticipating that it won't be. Okay, and that's what you have to plan. For any of you on food stamps or you know, needing government help, you know, you need to have plan B. What if it's not there? What if things change? You know, I met somebody who said his Medicare premium went up to $500, and it said, you know, to help those, and I'm not sure what he was reading, but it said to help those that can't afford Medicare. I mean, there's only going to be so many Americans out there that have the money to support other people that don't. And obviously, we're in debt. We can't just print money. And we don't seem to, you know, be an economic force in this world like we used to be. So it's a very, very scary time. So what happened with Hillary to me doesn't shock me, all right? You know, whether she was going, and here's the other thing too. There was a lot of debate that she, even if she was possibly looking at an indictment, she still could have very well gone into president, you know, her presidency anyway. So we're probably looking at a Hillary president. So how do you plan? Well, plan that we're probably not going to see much more change with health insurance. If you like the way Obamacare is going, then you're going to be happy with that. Good. Good for you. I mean, I want people happy. If you can't stand what happened with Obamacare, you can't stand that your insurance rates are so high, deductibles are through the roof, and now you're being told that you can't get that mammogram unless you pay for it yourself, prepare for that. Make sure you have money to buy, you know, to pay for your medical issues yourself. Be happy with generic medications. Okay, know that there's other people making a decision, and if you want to make a decision, you're going to have to go outside to get it. Same thing with the economy and foreign policy. And, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, I would like to go to the government and I would like to say, look, this is what needs to be done. This is what needs to be done. But I understand. Okay, it's not that easy. I see what politicians have to do. In order for them to get elected, they need sponsors. They need lobbyists. And those lobbyists go, you make sure that my needs are met. Well, once you take a dime, once you do that, I mean, and that was one thing that was admirable about, you know, Donald Trump saying, you know, look, he hasn't had to take any money. But then again, he obviously has relationships because he has money. So what relationships plummeted him, or not plummeted, but elevated him to his financial stature that, you know, I mean, can he really tell everybody, you know, no, I'm going to do things my way? So we'll keep you guys posted. I'm not shocked, all right? But guys, you know, just don't rely on the government. You should be having your own plan B, C, D on how you're going to support yourselves. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
888-400-0435. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got some good news here. They say an analysis from Italian scientists have discovered that more than 23,000 people, that if you eat pasta, it is associated with a lower body mass index. Those who enjoy noodles were less likely to be overweight and obese. Yeah, I gotta tell you something. I mean, my top ramen days when I was in college, I was skinny. Our results are in agreement with a relatively recent study, they say, examining food and nutrient intakes in association with BMI in 1794 United States middle-aged adults, showing that pasta intake, among other food groups, is negatively associated with BMI. Their new research appeared in Nutrition and Diabetes just in time for Independence Day with its pasta salads, picnics, and barbecue. Woohoo! I guess Thomas Jefferson really loved pasta, according to the Library of Congress. He noted the macaroni was a fashionable food in Paris while he served as minister to France. In 1787, this is interesting, being reported by CNN, while traveling around northern Italy, Jefferson drew a macaroni machine. See, they call pasta macaroni. Even the Italians call it macaroni and gravy. That's, you know, pasta and sauce, like sweet, macaroni and gravy. So anyway, Jefferson drew a macaroni machine and commissioned his secretary to purchase one. Unfortunately, the quote-unquote temperamental instrument did not endure, so he had to hand roll and cut his pasta, I guess the old-fashioned way. So those of us that love pasta, I mean, apparently, not be as obese as we think. See, here's the thing. I'm not a real big noodle person. I love rice. And every time I eat rice, I gain weight. Why? Because it absorbs water. So, let me see. In 1848, they say Anthony Zerega, a French immigrant, opened the first American pasta factory in the Brooklyn Water, oh, Antoine. Yeah, okay, and then, you know, in Brooklyn, it's Anthony. Okay, but it was Antoine originally, okay? And then two decades later, Christian Mueller, a German immigrant, began selling pasta door-to-door in New Jersey. Oh, I would have eaten that up. According to the National Pasta Association, oh, I would love to go to their meetings, it wasn't until 1892 when an Italian immigrant, Emmanuel Ronzoni, founded the Atlantic Macaroni Company. So I guess they're saying Jefferson kind of even though Jefferson didn't discover it, I guess Thomas Jefferson was the one that brought it to America. And so, let me see. I guess the recipe possibly originated in China, and it was brought back to the Roman Empire during the 13th century by explorer Marco Polo. I thought Marco Polo discovered the swimming pool. Marco Polo. Yeah, so it looks like Marco Polo had to do with exploring. Oh, that makes sense. However, the International Pasta Organization, PDF, International Pasta Organization, anyway, argues that the origin goes back even further to the Etruscans. This ancient society ground several cereals and grains together, mixed them with water, and then cooked the final product. Oh, you need butter and salt. No matter who made it first, pasta has now been consumed all over the place. And even though we think it's a lot of empty calories, they say a cup of regular pasta provides 6.7 grams of protein and small amounts of calcium and potassium, while the same amount of enriched whole wheat pasta provides iron, B vitamins, and 25% of your daily fiber and folic acid requirements. Now, the Mediterranean diet also has vegetables, fruits, nuts, beans, and peas. Unrefined grains, olive oil, and fish. So I'm wondering, if pasta is a part of the Mediterranean diet, they're looking at the Mediterraneans and they go, okay, you know what, they're already eating healthy anyway. Now, in this, they say they looked at 14,000 people, 35 or older, from the Adriatic coast of Italy about midway down to the Boot in the Molise region. And I guess when they looked at them and they found, okay, that they found that they're doing pretty well with pasta. See, I thought they would have been studying Asian cultures. And Asian cultures with their noodles, you know, keeping their weight down. I think that was very interesting. Okay, either way, that's some good news. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY. I ate way too much this week. It is a holiday week and I ate too much. Okay. I guess, you know what, I want to hit this article first. Sorry about that. Okay, I apologize. I'm getting all these emails on Hillary. I don't want to talk about Hillary anymore. All right, here we go. Robots could replace migrant workers. They say here, a new report from the Resolution Foundation, they say shortfalls in the human workforce could lead to a surge in robots taking their place. They say it highlights that key industries which could see an increasing rise of the machines could be agriculture, food manufacture, and food and drink services. Isn't there a restaurant right now that is using Oh, gosh, there's somebody using robots. Hold on a second. One of you sent it to me, and you were all upset. Okay. Anyway, they say close to one-third of workers in the food manufacturing are European migrants, according to Financial Times, with more than one in eight employed in areas such as warehousing and textile manufacture. This article must be coming in out of Europe. They say the think tank report says that such changes could potentially offer new opportunities for automation to counter the economic disruption and boost Europe's flagging productivity. And then, here's the thing. Okay, I don't want them to say that we're having, you know, issues with having enough people to work in the labor force in America, but I've been hearing reports that many employers are having difficulty finding employees. Now, unemployment is high, but I think how we're translating this is many employers are having difficulty finding employees who want to work. I mean, I have to admit, the older I get, I don't want to work like I used to. I remember seeing 60 patients a shift at urgent care. I couldn't do that now, 20 years later. I'm older. And I don't even know if that's the safest thing to do. So if I went and looked for a job, and they said, all right, you know, you're going to probably be seeing about 50, 60 a day on average, I may be like, now mind you, I love ER and I love urgent care, and now I teach at Toro University, so I luckily don't need to look for a job, unless, of course, they fire me, or my contract's up. But the idea of going back and doing the output that I used to, you know, and I've heard people that they left their job and I go, why'd you leave your old job? And they go, it was too much work. I mean, they didn't understand what our needs were. And I go, well, what were you doing? And then when you heard their workload, they were like, that was too much. So, we're having a few issues here. Okay. We have many people coming to this country that want to work. Okay, many immigrants come in and want to work, okay, which is why we've had a huge boom in Latino hiring. Plus, many of them are bilingual, so it really helps the business to have bilingual. Okay, but when you have many Americans or many other individuals that are like, no, that's just too much work, I call out, etc., then, yeah, it's going to force an employer to go, look, we need to know that we have a stable worker. So they say here, according to, this is Daily Mail, experts including scientists, economists, billionaire businessmen believe that robots will be doing more than 5 million typically human-based jobs within the next 5 years, leading to a fourth industrial revolution. It's going to lead to a loss of jobs, obviously. They say traffic workers, estate agents, car salesmen, etc. I'm trying to find out which restaurant. I guess there's a restaurant chain using robots now as your server. I'll find that and tell you. But it or is it in Tokyo? Huh, it might be in Tokyo. I'm sorry, I read something somewhere. And so, there we go. A robot burger restaurant is headed to San Francisco. I apologize for my computer being slow. I was a waitress, okay? So I was a food server. So I think you want my giddiness and you want my entertainment and you want my, you know, joking around. But, you know, you have a lot of people going, I don't want you to touch my food. She touched my plate, you know, or she spit in my food, or she, you know, there are people that want robots. So apparently there's going to be a burger shop where a robot is going to churn out 400 burgers an hour. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we have a truck driver, and I love him because his name is Mac. I love our truckers with the name of Mac, and I wonder if that's his real name. But anyway, he's having issues with gas, and he said his doctor told him to eat more fiber. Why would he do that if that would give him more gas? A lot of us have gas. Boy, we do. And this is very interesting. According to WebMD, the average person passes gas 14 to 23 times a day. And that's just average. So just think you pass gas 20 times a day. Now, I think a lot of that is also when you potty. Okay, you know, so for those of us that, you know, when we poop, you know, you're going to pass gas with that. So luckily, you could use up a good 3 with that one. But what about the other 17 times a day? Okay, so for everybody going, but I don't do that. Yeah, we all do. All right. Now, why do you think, you know, studios are now starting to have windows in them, okay? You know, just something we have to do. Now, the problem is some of us are seeing that what we do eat can sometimes add to the gas worse. Like, I could eat a cookie and notice all of a sudden my stomach starts to just swell up, and I'm like, are you kidding me? All it was is a cookie. So I'm starting to find that certain grains, certain artificial, like sorbitol, you know, artificial sweeteners, certain things used in refined grains could also be producing gas. So I think that's an issue. According to WebMD, of course, beans, lentils, sorry. Every time you have beans, there's that sound, not sure why. Asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and other vegetables cause gas. Fructose, which is a natural sugar, and artichokes, onions, pears, wheat, and some soft drinks. Fructose in artichokes. I don't think I like artichokes. If I knew that fructose, I mean, maybe I would eat them. Lactose is a natural sugar found in milk. Some of you guys are lactose intolerant, and so you end up having gas whenever you drink milk. And so, and I've heard some of the ways that they test this is they give you some lactose, and then they see how often you pass gas and how quickly you do. I really would not want to go to a doctor for that, but that's how they determine it. And listen, you know, for those of you that suffer from gas, and I suffered from it too, you really want to know why. I mean, I told you guys my story, and if not, I'll retell you my story, but let me just finish with this first. Okay, so fruits, oat bran, peas, other foods high in soluble fiber that get digested in your large intestine, corn, pasta, potatoes, and other foods rich in starch will give you gas, whole grains like brown rice, oatmeal, whole wheat. So you see, a lot of people go, okay, well, you know, I'll have more of the refined foods because I'll get less gas. I mean, if I was a vegetarian, I would then be tooting all the time. The problem is okay, your body starts to get used to the fiber and the gas will go down. The big problem we have is we don't, we get so scared from the gas that we avoid the food completely. Sometimes, depending, it really, really depends, okay? Sometimes what you need to do is you need to train your body and have real good bowel movements. And the more you poop, then the less gas you have. Now, I'm not saying I want you to have diarrhea by any means, but, you know, people who are constipated and hold it in and hold it in until they get home from work or they get done off the radio show, that unfortunately can lead to gas. So you need to, I'm just saying hypothetically, listen, none of us, you know, none of us want to take the time to stop and, you know, go to the bathroom, especially if you have public bathroom. So they say, according to WebMD, keep a food diary. When you have bloating or gas, look back over your foods to see what you've eaten over the last few hours. Keep in mind, sometimes the food could be with you for a good couple days. They say, experiment with the foods you suspect. Eat one of the foods by itself. If it doesn't give you gas, wait a day or two. And then, you know, so obviously adjusting your diet. I would also say there's a lot of things we need to do. Okay, one is you got to control the air you swallow. You know, I told you guys, my father used to always yell at me at dinner time, shut up and eat. And so I was like, okay, well, that's very interesting. You know, shut up and eat. You know, I thought, you know, he was being mean. But I didn't realize that he was doing it for my bowel health because I would swallow air. And if I didn't, you know, shut up while I ate, I would then have bowel problems later. So shut up and eat, although I'm still kind of questioning if that really was his motives. But anyway, he told me to shut up and eat a lot. Okay? Chewing gum, you swallow air. just talking in general. Eating fast, when you eat fast, you gobble up air. And then smoking, you can also swallow air with that too. So you need to be very, very careful with that. Sometimes if you wear loose dentures, that could be an issue. Exercise helps with your bowels. But here's the thing. Chronic gas and chronic tooting, that could be a medical issue. And a lot of people are embarrassed, but don't. You know, when we look at indications for people to have, colonoscopies, and we ask them change in bowel habits, we'll ask about gas and bloating. You know, we diagnosed a woman with ovarian cancer because of the gas and bloating that she had. Because obviously the ovarian cancer caused her abdomen to swell. And when you have constipating factors, things not allowing you to move your bowels easily, you're going to get gas. And I'm not saying everybody that has gas and bloating has ovarian cancer by any means. But, you know, we need to know this. Please, please, please share with us, okay? And don't be embarrassed about that. I mean, you know, gas and bloating, it's just, you know, it's okay. I mean, what's embarrassing is, you know, if you toot in the, elevator. Okay, that's embarrassing. Or if your toots make very funny sounds. Okay? You know, I, for a very, very long time, was a very, very quiet tooter. So you couldn't hear it. So it was like, no big deal. Crack open a window and you're good. Okay, and I usually take the stairs, I don't take an elevator. But if once it starts getting noisy, once you start getting hemorrhoids and you start to decrease your airway resistance, because that's what makes a sound. You know, take a balloon and, you know, you blow it up, and then when you kind of squeeze the top to let the air out, it makes a funny farting sound. It's because of airway resistance. So the more you have going on rectally with hemorrhoids or with issues with the sphincter, you're going to be making different sounds. Okay? Some gas is very easy and quiet to go out, and then sometimes it's really, really noisy. So, yeah, that's where the embarrassing part of it is. But honestly, a big problem I see a lot of people do is they work their hours, and they don't let the air out. Well, when you hold the gas in, it creates more gas. And if you hold the poops in, okay, if you're able to go poop in the middle of your shift, then you may not have gas disrupting your shift, you see? But a lot of people, it's very difficult to, you know, go to the bathroom. You know, you have a public bathroom. There's other people there. I cannot go to the bathroom if there's other people there. I could pee, but I can't poop. I just can't. I don't know what it is. I just don't feel the need. I just can't do it. And that's just me. And everybody at work knows, you know, everybody in the studio knows. They're like, oh man, really? You know, I'm like, gosh, okay, well, I'm going to get home in 8 hours, and in 8 hours is when I can go to the bathroom. So it's very frustrating. But, you know, maybe what you need to do is, this is what I would do. I would get all your colleagues, okay, and you guys have to have a meeting and go, look, okay, how many of you have bowel issues? No, I do. Okay. Well, a problem that we have is we don't like to go to the bathroom, a public bathroom. And I think what we want to do is we want to do some rotating turns in the bathroom. All right? If I put up a sign saying, I'm in the bathroom, leave me alone. All right? Will you guys abide by it? Well, yeah, I'll do that. Okay, so then this is what we'll do. And then some of you guys, you could time your poops. You could be like, you know what? After lunch, I always have to poop within a half hour. So then maybe you could sign up for that bathroom. But I'm not joking around. I'm being all serious about this. Okay? Many of you guys are having bowel issues and being diagnosed with irritable bowel and getting colonoscopies when really what it is it's not a good bowel. They aren't good bowel habits that you're keeping. And many times it's out of embarrassment. Okay? And, you know, I'm very open at work. I'm like, guys, I'm going to have to poop. So you guys clear out. If you're going to put your makeup on, go to the men's room. Okay? And then I'll open up the men's room and go, hey, guys. They're like, what are you doing here? I go, hurry up and finish because I need the bathroom to myself, and I'm going to let these ladies do makeup in your bathroom. What? Who's that? And you know, communicate. It really works. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.